Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's own credit union and attorney Ken Nugent.
And remember, the Jeff Francoeur show comes on the Cellini and Domino show coming up next. Does it sound like I'm picking on Frenchie today? Yeah, he'll be here at noon. So,
I think
yeah.
You nailed it.
And if you miss that at noon, you can always listen to that show later. All right, so, yeah, the Bulldog Beat, man. Want to congratulate the Georgia men's golf team. They are awaiting the NCAA tournament championship assignment. There will be 12 teams going to 6 regional sites. And the men's golf team, as always, Chris Hack and his team are ready to find out where they're going to be playing. The announcement comes down tomorrow. Wait, there's more. Want to congratulate the amazing Georgia men's tennis program. Get this one now. NCAA tournament appearance for the 40th consecutive year. 40 consecutive years advancing to the NCAA tournament. Talking about total domination. They'll face Arizona State in the Wake Forest Regional in the coming days. Isn't that amazing? Road Dog, I mean, 40 years in a row.
Yeah, no, that is awesome to get into that. I mean, it's unbelievable, in my opinion, to be able to say that 40 years in a row without missing it. And this being Manny's last year, let's go win it.
Yeah, and he's done that several times, no doubt about it. And I'm caught up, you know, as a former Georgia baseball player, I'm the only guy in town bringing up college baseball. We've got 8 SEC teams in the top 25. This week, Texas A&M, number 1. You got Arkansas, number 2. You got Tennessee, number 3. So the top 3 teams are out of the SEC. And Wes Johnson and the Bulldog baseball program, they're playing at Kennesaw State tonight at 6 o'clock. It'll be through raining by then. They'll get this one in. And then they're going to host Vanderbilt, who is rated number 14 this week in Baseball America, hosting Vanderbilt this weekend. Bulldogs are 10-11 in the SEC. The magic number is 15. 15 SEC regular season wins, and you're advancing to the big tournament after the season ends. So Charlie Condon set the all-time single-season home run record out in College Station over the weekend. He continues to have a big-time season and could be the number one pick in the upcoming baseball draft in June.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be.
That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.